Chapter 27. Later, it was all right again. The meat-rich smoke from a dozen cooking fires drifted across the camp, the dark treetops silhouetted against a sky full of stars, the friendly glow of the fires and laughter, men's voices raised, someone singing, the night noises of the bush, insects and frogs in the nearby stream, a plate piled high with grilled fillets and slabs of liver, a bottle of beer from Ruffy's hoard, the air at last cooler, a small breeze to keep the mosquitoes away, and Shemaine sitting beside him on the blankets. Ruffy drifted across to them, in one hand a stick loaded with meat from which the juice dripped, and in the other hand a bottle held by the throat. "How's it for another beer, boss?"
"Enough," Bruce held up his hand.
"I'm full to the back teeth."
"You're getting old, that's for sure. Me and the boys gonna finish them buffalo or burst trying?"
He squatted on his great haunches and his tone changed.
"The trucks are flat, boss. Reckon there's not a bucket full of gas in the lot of them."
"I want you to drain all the tanks, Ruffy, and pour it into the ford." Ruffy nodded and bit a hunk of meat off the end of the stick.
"Then first thing tomorrow morning, you and I will go on to M'Sapa in the ranchero and leave everyone else here.
Lieutenant Henry will be in charge."
"You talking about me?"
Wally came from one of the fires.
"Yes. I'm going to leave you in charge here while Ruffy and I go to M'Sapa Junction to fetch help."
Bruce did not look at Henry, and he had difficulty keeping the loathing out of his voice.
"Ruffy, fetch the map, will you?"
They spread it on the earth and huddled round it. Ruffy held the flashlight.
"I'd say we're about here."
Bruce touched the tiny black vein of the road. "About 70-80 miles to M'Sapa." He ran his finger along it.
"It'll take us about 5 hours there and back. However, if the telegraph isn't working, we might have to go on until we meet a patrol or find some other way of getting a message back to Elizabethville."
Almost parallel to the road and only 2 inches from it on the large-scale map ran the thick red line that marked the northern Rhodesian border. Wally Hendry's slitty eyes narrowed even further as he looked at it.
"Why not leave Ruffy here and I'll go with you?"
Hendry looked up at Bruce.
"I want Ruffy with me to translate if we meet any Africans along the way."
"Also," thought Bruce, "I don't want to be left on the side of the road with a bullet in my head while you drive on to Elizabethville."
"Suits me," grunted Hendry.
He dropped his eyes to the map. "About 40 miles to the border. A hard day's walk." Bruce changed to French and spoke swiftly. "Ruffy, hide the diamonds behind the dashboard of your truck. That way we're certain they'll send a rescue party, even if we have to go to Elizabethville."
"Talk English, bucko," growled Hendry,
but Ruffy nodded and answered, also in French.
"I'll leave Sergeant Jack to guard them."
"No," said Bruce, "tell no one."
"Cut it out," rasped Hendry. "Anything you say I want to hear."
"We'll leave at dawn tomorrow."
Bruce reverted to English.
"May I go with you?"
Shemaine spoke for the first time.
"I don't see why not."
Bruce smiled quickly at her, but Ruffy coughed awkwardly.
"Reckon that's not such a good idea, boss."
"Why?"
Bruce turned on him with his temper starting to rise.
"Oh, well, boss,"
Ruffy hesitated and then went on.
"You, me and the lady all shoving off towards Elizabethville might not look so good to the boys. They might get ideas, think we're not coming back or something."
Bruce was silent, considering it.
"That's right," Hendry cut in. "You might just take it into your head to keep going. Let her stay, sort of guarantee for the rest of us."
"I don't mind, Bruce. I didn't think about it that way. I'll stay."
"She'll have 40 good boys looking after her. She'll be all right," Ruffy assured Bruce.
"All right, then, that's settled. It won't be for long, Shemaine."
"I'll go and see about draining the trucks,"
Ruffy stood up.
"See you in the morning, boss."
"I'm going to get some more of that meat."
Wally picked up the map carelessly.
"Try and get some sleep tonight, Curry. Not too much grumble and grunt."
In his exasperation, Bruce did not notice that Hendry had taken the map.